This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ونبيه ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us a guide. A guide in the Quran and an example of that guide in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That we might, if we would join in that journey and live in the example of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we would be successful in our journey in this life and in the hereafter. Today I want to give you a short reminder, asking Allah's peace and blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and on his family and on his companions and on all of the anbiya and those who follow the way of Allah's haq until the day of judgment. Something small for us to think about. And that is, alhamdulillah, that Allah has made some pronouncements in the Quran, and I believe, subhanAllah, I believe because of my background, my perspective, I hear and I understand the words of the Quran differently than people who grew up in Muslim societies. And I want to share that perspective with you to help you make da'wah to your neighbor. You see, I understand your neighbor. I used to be your neighbor. Before I accepted Islam, I was just an African American. After I accepted Islam, I stopped being an African American. In fact, when I go to the airport, I'm especially not American a lot of times. I'm a Muslim. But alhamdulillah, I can tell you, I rather have the badge that says Muslim as a choice than to pick one of the brands. I'm from Saudi Arabia, I'm from Egypt, I'm from Sudan, I'm from America, alhamdulillah. But the badge, the honor, is to be a Muslim because you respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people who have the label. I grew up a Muslim. I grew up in a Muslim country. But when I think about something that Sheikh Muhammad al-Hanouti said to us the other week in our halakha, he said there are many words and concepts from Arabic that when people hear them in English, or they are processing them in French or in German, sometimes the meaning doesn't come through. He said people talk about dhikr, as an example. You would say, okay, one of the names of the Quran is a dhikr. Maybe you think about your misbah, what you do with your hands, subhanAllah, 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 this is your dhikr. He said, think about that element as something that is not the words or the action, but something that moves you along your journey. So by way of analogy, I might say it this way. If I am making dhikr to Allah, then it affects the way I do things. Let me give you an example. I was talking to my brother the other night, he's somewhere here, about the speed limit. When you're driving on your journey on the highway, if you are conscious of the rules of the road, you will drive the speed limit. You'll drive the speed limit, and you'll drive the speed limit, Mr. Eunice, all the time, not just when you see the state trooper. You are having, and you are living, and you are moving the adhkar of a person who is on the journey on a highway. You're always thinking about, am I in the limit? Because it means safety, it means security, not only for myself, but for others. That's not the way we usually think of dhikr. But Sheikh Al-Hanouti says, if you're really making dhikr, then to Allah, it should have that effect that will propel you on your journey. Hajj is coming. And Allah reminds us in the Quran, Surah Al-Hajj, the 27th ayah, and proclaim among people the Hajj. They will come on foot and on every lean camel and from every remote path on that journey, they are coming. They are coming to the house of Allah and they are coming saying, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. That, oh Allah, I am responding to your call on this journey. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika lak. That when I think about Allah, I'm on this journey, I think about Allah all the time. I know the talbiyah is on people's tongues. But when one is on the journey, that talbiyah has to be reflected in your actions. So if you're making hajj, you have to get in the state of ihram. So that while you're in that state, you have a heightened awareness. Okay, I'm in ihram. I can't clip my fingernail anymore. When I think about doing something mundane like clipping my fingernail, and I think, wait a minute, I'm in ihram. I'm thinking about Allah. I'm in ihram, and there's a dude in the haram stepped on my foot. And when I looked at him, he didn't say anything. I'm getting ready to punch him out. And then somebody said, brother, sabr, sabr, sabr. Why? Because you're in ihram. Oh, there's a bug. I want to kill him. You say, no, man, I'm in ihram. Don't care. Long as he's not biting you, don't do anything. Leave him alone. Don't cut your hair. Don't shave. Because you are now in a heightened state of awareness, because you're making this dhikr, you're making this talbiyah. Here I come, Allah. I'm trying to serve you every step so that you would give me the reward, that my journey would continue in this life, that you would forgive me of my sins, and that then I would journey over the Sirat al-Mustaqim in this life, and then over the Sirat into Al-Jannah. I'm on a journey. Then, alhamdulillah, in that journey, that they may witness the blessings for them, and they might mention the name of Allah during the days over which Allah has given them the cattle for them to eat, and then to feed the distressed and the needy. So part of that journey is to say, not only am I here that Allah might forgive me, but also, alhamdulillah, that Allah has ordained certain times, certain actions, certain functions, that if I am in that state of dhikr, of remembrance of Allah, it affects my behavior. And alhamdulillah, in that, I am aware of those around me who are in need. Please come forward, brothers. There is a riwayah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tradition, it says, live in this life as if you are a traveler. Live in this life as if you are a traveler. His companion Ali radiallahu anhu, and he said, therefore what? You should plan as if you're going to live forever. And you will. And pray as if you're going to die tomorrow. Think of yourself and your life, you're on a journey. When you're on a journey and you know where you're going, you don't pack excess junk. Maybe some people do. But when you know, you chart out your journey, you know where you're going, you set your priorities. I know I have a 13-year-old daughter. When we're going on a road trip, she wants to take every single thing from the house and put in the car. I told her it's not necessary. We plotted out the journey. We're going to go here. We're going to stop and eat there. And then when we get to grandma's house, they have such and such and such. You don't need all that junk. There are people who we live in this life, al-hakumu takathir hatta zurtumul maqabir, people who are accumulating and accumulating and accumulating a bunch of junk. And then when they finally reach the grave, then they say, what was I doing with all this? What did I do? Why was I carrying this? Why? I should have spent my time on the journey knowing that I am going to eventually cross the Sirat and go into Jannah. I'm going to pack light. If you ever made Hajj, I advise you, if you haven't, pack light. The most important garment is the garment of righteousness. Bir, taqwa. That's the garment that you need to pack for your journey. Then, alhamdulillah, to plan as if you're going to live forever. So then you prioritize, you know what you need in order to be successful, you pack that for the journey. Some of us in America have become hyper consumers. How do I know? Maybe it's not you. But I know every neighborhood has a storage plus. Right? They have these warehouses where people who have more things than they can keep in their homes, the wife says they got too much junk, you put it in the storage unit, you pay every month for the storage, you haven't seen what's in the storage unit for months. You need to lighten your load, because that junk is not going to help you get to Al-Jannah. Lighten your load. Maybe you might want to give some of it away to somebody who could benefit now from what you have. To share what Allah has given you, knowing that, alhamdulillah, Allah can give you more. So you plan, alhamdulillah, to take from this dunya what you need. And what is excess, alhamdulillah, to find a way to put it into the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now, if you ask yourself the question, there are so many wars going on our planet, especially among the Muslims. I want you to think about it. What is at the root of many of these conflicts? One man, he told me a word in Arabic that summarizes it. It's called ghanima. Say, Sheikh, they want the ghanima. I said, what is that? He said, it's the things that come out of the conflict that you benefit from, the spoils. So you have people who are Muslim, they fight and they kill each other along the journey, thinking that they will get to Jannah. That's the baggage that takes you to the hellfire, but they keep piling it up. Instead of, alhamdulillah, saying, I know that I'm on a journey to meet Allah. I want to travel with my good deeds as the garments that I pack. That, alhamdulillah, Allah might accept my journey and grant me the reward of His Jannah ma'abrar. Aqulu qawli hadha, astaghfirullah wa lakum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. مبعد. Hajj, the season of Hajj is on. Many of our friends and family members, they're leaving for Hajj. They're going to take that journey. They're going to abandon their homes and their work and their wives and their children and their husbands. Alhamdulillah, to make a journey for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have had, alhamdulillah, the privilege of making Hajj many times. I'll give you the first warning. In this journey, is by the invitation of Allah only. By Allah's invitation. If Allah is not inviting you this year, but you're packed and you're ready to go and you have everything, but something happens, don't become angry. It's by Allah's invitation. And there's some of you who are not ready for Hajj. You don't think you're ready and Allah invites you. I met people like this. They had the niyyah in their heart. Oh Allah, open the door of your house for me. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough health. I don't have enough whatever. But oh Allah, I want to go. One man said, a friend of his came to him and he said, you know, I have a Hajj package, brother. He said, but something is happening to my loved one. I can't leave. And I don't want to go through the hassle of selling my package. I know you're a good brother, you want to go. Here it is. He said, wallahi, yeah. He said, here, Hajj, here, take it. He was like, subhanAllah, really? He said, yeah. He said, you know, I had my niyyah for Hajj, but I didn't know how I was going to go. I knew a man, alhamdulillah, Howard University. He came to me one day. He said, Imam, I'm going for Hajj. I'm on the journey. I said, really? He said, alhamdulillah, I'm ready. I said, well, brother, did you take some class about Hajj? He said, yeah, I read a book about Hajj, Hajj A to Z, everything. I'm ready for Hajj. I said, alhamdulillah, bro. I said, one more thing you gotta be ready for. He said, what? I said, Hajj is by invitation only. He said, brother, I have my ticket, I have my Saudi visa, I'm going for Hajj, brother. I said, I know, alhamdulillah, we can go through all of it, Hajj Tamattu, Hajj Ifrad, Hajj, you know, Quran. I'm going to go through all of this stuff with you. But know at the end of the day that this is by Allah's invitation only. Well, the brother left for Hajj. We gave him a nice send-off, you know, the list. Please make dua for me. He asked forgiveness from the people around him. Any debts he owed, he tried to satisfy them. After Eid, he comes into the masjid smiling. We say, subhanAllah, brother, Hajj Mabrur. He said, well, not exactly. said, what? He said, well, alhamdulillah, brother, I'm happy. He said, you know why I'm happy? He said, because you told me Hajj was by invitation only. He said, when I got to London and I was getting ready to check in for my flight to Saudi Arabia, I showed them my visa. They said, oh, I'm sorry, sir. This is an Umrah visa. You're welcome to come after Hajj is over. The only thing he could hear in his head is, Hajj is by invitation of Allah only. But rather than lose his mind, Abdullah Marhum, you're leading the Salah, you know that. Rather than lose his mind, he said, you know what? I'm on a journey for Allah. Wherever Allah wants to take me, that's where I'm going. And whatever ni'mah Allah has, I'm looking to accept it. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik ala sharika laka labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. Allah is sovereign. He's in control. He knows what he's doing. He left the airport. He went to the central masjid in London. And he stayed there for the days of Hajj. He said, brother, those brothers and sisters in that masjid, they took me in. They fed me. He said, I never felt so much love and affection from people who I never met before. I said, brother, if you'd have gone on Hajj, you'd have found that like exponentially. He said, but I found it in a little mosque in London. And I'm so grateful to Allah. And I'm going to try again and keep my niyyah that Allah opened the doors of his house for me so that I might make Hajj. That's the attitude. Now, I never leave you without giving you a challenge. I don't know if maybe some of y'all don't know that. Allah in the Quran describes a function that he wants Ibrahim alayhi salam to engage in. Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim is a journeyer. If you study the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know he's traveled all around the region, Mesopotamia, Syria, he went everywhere, Egypt, Mecca, Mukarramah, he went everywhere on the journey for Allah. Sometimes he have to leave his wife, sometimes he have to leave his children, but he's on the journey for Allah. Allah is guiding him. Allah tells Ibrahim, come forward, brother. You see the brother standing up there, come forward. Come, brother, have a seat. And that's one of the reasons I accepted Islam, you know. Nor the hospitality of Muslims. Unbelievable. SubhanAllah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's a journeyer. And Allah tells him, call all of humanity to this house. Raised on the foundation by you and your son. Call everybody, call all of humanity to come to say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik ala sharika laka Labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. Tell them to come. Ibrahim alayhi salam, just the way Johari would have said it, said, Ya Allah, I'm just one person. I don't have a microphone. I don't have the internet. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Instagram. I can't take a selfie and send it to all my friends. I'm in Mecca. Can't do any of that. Ya Allah, how am I going to fulfill your command to call all of the people to your house? Hajj is a duty upon humanity. It is not a duty on Farouk and Abdullah and Aisha and Fatima. It is an obligation to every single person on earth. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, how can I make all of these people hear that message? And the answer is simple. You make the call, and Allah will make them hear it. You make the call. This is the command of the prophets. You don't make people become Muslim. You give them the message of what Islam is, and if they accept that message, then you start seeing that in their journey. And by the way, some of them, when you meet them, you talk about Islam. He's on a journey, but he didn't get to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah yet. Don't give up on him. Man, if some people are giving up on me, I don't know where I'd be. You make the call. Go out between now and October the 3rd. Tell your neighbor, you know Hajj is coming. They say, what? Yeah, the pilgrimage to Mecca. You know Malcolm X made the pilgrimage to Mecca? Tell your neighbor, Hajj is coming. If you need an excuse, I know you need an excuse, because you don't want to just, Mr. Eunice, you just want to go to your friend and say, Hajj is coming. He's like, Hajj, who is Hajj? Right? Tell him we're having a celebration of the world's largest annual migration of a religious nature on October the 4th. October 3rd, you're going to see millions of people all gathered, all races, all gender, all languages, all colors, everybody coming to do what Ibrahim asked them to do. They said, really? Yeah. So if you don't know, look on PBS. They're going to have it on PBS. Actually, Sheikh Marhum, December 23rd, they're going to have a program on PBS about Hajj. I know because I'm in it. And they want to know about Hajj. I said, if you look at Hajj, tell your neighbor. You think as a neighbor, black and white can't live together because of Ferguson. You, the neighbor, you think that the Sunni and the Shia can't live together because of Iraq. You think that this one and that one can't get along, the Jew and whatever, because I said, look at Hajj. You're going to take millions of strangers. They speak all different languages. And for the days of Hajj, no violence, no rioting, no crime, no rape. I saw a woman on Hajj laying on the ground asleep with her baby who was nursing. Nobody touched her. If we can do that as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a teachable moment. Humanity is on a journey. Now we have to show them how to take the next step. If we can live in peace and harmony, crowded into Mecca, 10, 11, 12 days, there's hope for humanity. Tell your neighbor, come to my house, we're going to celebrate that. Read the newspaper and see about this journey to worship Allah. I'm challenging you. Take some of the meat from the Udhiyah and give it to the needy people, so they know what the sweetness of Hajj is. Because Hajj is a duty upon mankind. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might find our journeys in this life acceptable and grant us the reward of His Jannah ma'abrar. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadait, wa afina fi man afait, wa tawallana fi man tawallait. O Allah, guide us among those whom You have guided. O Allah, protect us among those whom You have protected. Ya Allah, take us as a friend as You have taken Ibrahim alayhi salam as a friend. O Allah, we ask for Your mercy and Your peace on those who are suffering, Ya Allah, around the corner and around the world. Ya Allah, those who are suffering today because of the floods in Kashmir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the violence in the Holy Land, Ya Allah. Those who are suffering, a'udhu billah, at the hand of their brother or their sister, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Oh Allah, we pray for those who are living under the epidemic, Ya Allah, in West Africa with the Ebola virus. Ya Allah, we ask that you put your shifa and your rahmah and your barakah, Ya Allah, on those who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. Oh Allah, we ask for your mercy on those who are making the journey in your name, Ya Allah, saying, Labaik Allahumma labaik, Labaik la sharika laka labaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. Ya Allah, we ask that you accept their journey and their dua for us who remain behind. Ya Allah, that you might forgive them and us of our sins, and grant us the reward of your Jannah ma'abrar. Oh Allah, we ask for your mercy and your peace on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and on his family and on his companions, and all of the Anbiya, Ya Allah, and those who follow the way of your haq, Ya Allah, your truth until the day of judgment. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha, astaghfiru wa lakum. Aqim salat. The salat is going to be led by my brother Abdullah, marhum Sheikh, and they are having tomorrow an open house for our Quran Institute. If you like the recitation you hear today, bismillah, enroll your child in the institute that they can lead you in salat in your house. Bismillah, that Allah might find our prayers acceptable, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا الله أكبر.